We have a new segment now this year. Mm-hmm. And here comes Trixie with some more info. All right, we're gonna plug Igor in. Are you plugged in now?
Loud and clear.
Okay. All right. Wow.
See, we take 2 weeks off, and this is what happens.
Yeah.
It's just like, hi, I'm this here. Is the first time we've done this.
First time this year. Come on.
First time this year. So we got to work out all the bugs. You know,
they're worked out.
Knock off all the rust.
We stepped on a couple on our way in.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. So you know, we got the Rust Buddy out. We're painting everything down with some Rust Buddy. We got to get it all cleaned up and oiled machine. So. We decided we're going to do a Mr. Floor Tip of the Week now, correct?
Absolutely.
So, I've got a little thing to read, but then yesterday I was kind of, messing around.
Song.
What's that?
Searching for a theme song.
Yeah, I thought, well, you know, we got to have something a little special, something a little different for Mr. Floor. And, so I found this little ditty for you guys, and we'll figure out how we can fit this in.
Uh-oh. It's that FAUC. Got a new dance for y'all. Called the Hollywood Club. Yeah. Check it out. Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, that's catchy, Ron.
I know. Paint that Hollywood flow. Paint that Hollywood flow. Paint that Hollywood flow. Paint that Hollywood flow.
As long as we don't have to do the dance, we're okay.
And if you watch the video, it's like two white guys doing a dance. It was really, really bad.
We could lip sync.
So let's start out right there. Should we be painting our hardwood floor?
Absolutely not.
Why? Okay. Don't they show that in all the like cool design?
HGTV does it.
Yeah.
Right. So all right. So
DIY Network does it.
There's a difference between should we and can we? Yes, we can, but we shouldn't.
Very well. Good.
So the problem that we have experienced, and we've painted hardwood floors and you know different geometric patterns and things. It's a popular look. The problem is, especially in Chicago, with the expansion and contraction that we have going on with our wood floors, paint, which is non-malleable, cannot accommodate that expansion and contraction. So what happens is, in the winter, as the floor contracts, the paint will actually fail. It'll fail along the edges. In some cases, it peels. It just doesn't look really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So can we? Yes. Should we? Not in Chicago, in my opinion.
Okay.
See, that's what makes me think about that other floor, that one you put outside your deck.
Yeah.
And they sell that deck stuff, and I think the same thing happens.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to do this. This is the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, refinishing, and repair. You can learn more at MrFloor.com. There you go. Now Mark's happy. Mark's probably flipping out back there. Going, wait, you didn't read that. Okay.
That's all right. So our tip of the week, we're going to start off about what's happening right now. In we're getting phone calls and phone calls and phone calls about, oh, my God, my floors are gapping. There's all these gaps are coming in to play. And is it failing? What should I do? What's happening right now because mm-hmm. it's getting so cold out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let Igor take care of the explanation of what's going on.
Okay.
And how you want to take care of your actual environment.
So kind of segueing from what we were just talking about with paint. So in Chicago, we go from very, very hot and humid weather in the summer.
Uh-huh. Florida-type weather.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
Rich.
But ours is mostly year-round.
Yeah. Okay, stop showing off, Rich.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
in the winter, as we are experiencing now, so we close up all of our doors and windows, right? And then we start pumping our homes full of dry heat.
Mm-hmm.
And in most cases, the humidification isn't good enough to combat that dry heat. And so everything that's fibrous, from wood to cabinetry to furniture, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. But with wood flooring, we see it because it's in slats, right? It's in planks. And so they give up surface area and they shrink. And so, as Aaron was just saying, our phone starts ringing with, you know, what's happening with my floors? I'm seeing gaps. I could stick a dime, a quarter, whatever it is, into those gaps. Why is it happening and what can I do to prevent it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so the tip of the week really is
rip it out. replace it.
Yeah.
Is that the water.
Yeah, start watering the floor. That's right, Rich.
I like that idea.
But, you know, the truth is actually in that we have to not so much water the floor, but we have to humidify the environment, right, in which the floor exists or lives so that the floor can then re-expand into its
original state.
Original state, exactly right. And so this is what we sort of educate our clients on is how do we do that? What do we do? First of all, we have to clearly understand why the floors are gapping and shrinking and what we have to do to prevent that or at least minimize it. We may not be able to prevent it in all cases, but what can we do to minimize it? And so a conversation about relative humidity, a conversation about temperature. You know, we get a little bit technical, but it's really in an effort to sort of educate the consumer and sort of help them prevent some of these issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, does anyone know what the relative humidity in a home needs to be year-round?
Rich does. Rich knows.
Got his hand up.
Ask him a number, a detail.
Yeah, we usually go 25 to 35%.
Look, we'll go to the code book. Yes, sir? What'd you say?
25 to 35%.
Okay, so we recommend, you're very close, Rich, we recommend not going below 30%.
Not going below 30.
Right, in the winter. So at 30% or less, the floor starts to actually give up the moisture content into which it has been acclimatized or acclimated into. So when all of our flooring is milled, it is milled to a particular moisture content. Okay,
at
the kilns, which is for Chicago, for the Midwest, really, it's between 6 and 8% moisture content.
Okay. How do you do that? I have a
moisture meter. I do it all the time with our stuff to make sure it's acclimated.
So the wood doesn't have enough moisture in it, so how do you make it have more moisture?
With him, he just puts it outside.
Yeah, pretty much. My problem is the opposite. I have to leave inside AC for 2 weeks I can install it.
But then it's going to change in someone's house. This probably sounds really dumb, but I don't
get this. No, you're going down the exact path he wants you to go.
I don't get it.
All right. Let me see if I can clarify it. So when wood flooring, first of all, when the tree is cut down.
Got it.
Right? The moisture content of that tree, if you were to measure it, mm-hmm. would be somewhere, Rich, what would you say? Probably 60% water?
Oh, probably on the inner portions because all the water comes up the outside.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if we were to not dry it out or not put it in a kiln, which is, for all intents and purposes, just a large oven, and we just install that floor in its green state, which is kind of a technical mm-hmm. term, mm-hmm. green meaning, you know, non sort of dried, non-acclimated, it would shrink as the floor gave up that moisture.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. preemptively, what we do at the factory level or at the mill level is we actually will dry that wood out. And this is, you know, all lumber. I mean, whether it's a 2x4 piece of, you know, wood for, you know, for flooring, for cabinetry, whatever the need is, wood is always dried out to create much more stable environment for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I say again, I preface it by saying in the Midwest, between 6 and 8%. In Florida, Rich, the mills are actually kiln drying it to about 13%. Mm-hmm. Because in Florida, we don't get as cold and as dry, and we don't Correct. Ever will approach those 6 or 8% readings. We'll only be in the teens. Year round. Yes, Robbie, you have a question.
I do. So
I feel like I'm in class.
How do you stop the process from either increasing or decreasing? So you take it out of the kiln, you're like, oh, 6%, ding, 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 done.
Right.
Then
it's
what?
Like taking it out of the oven, right?
Okay.
So then what happens is, in our case, and we're a little unique in what we do, when we receive that shipment of lumber, we'll actually put it into our acclimation facility to maintain that 6 to 8% year round. You're going to ask me what
they have a big room that's especially
basically that in their warehouse. It's temperature and humidity controlled,
correct.
So that wood stays stable.
Correct. So does Home Depot have that?
Absolutely not.
I mean the big box store.
Yeah.
Box stores and the big lumber distributors. No,
even the lumber distributors don't do that.
They don't.
No.
You know, they'll have maybe a heated warehouse, but it's not humidity controlled. It's somewhat temperature controlled. So we do it much more scientifically.
This is craziness.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but it's all in an effort, really, to make sure that we minimize those gaps. We minimize the amount of movement that floor will experience year round. So our clients don't experience that as much.
Okay.
We can't eliminate it, but we can minimize it.
So what if we made, is it better than to do smaller boards so that they're only an inch wide, or is it better to do larger, wider boards to kind of help with that. Was that going to make a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the wider the plank, the more it's going to move, more it's going to expand and contract. So the one thing you have to realize is if you have a 2 1/4 inch wide board, it's going to expand and contract less because it actually has less wood surface. If you have a 5 inch wide board, it's going to expand and contract even more.
Mm-hmm.
So, and right now the trends are wide, 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 wide.
Right.
And that's where we talk about dimensional stability and changing into, instead of a solid wood floor, into an engineered wood floor. We're seeing a lot of this more in clients that have existing wood floors that we haven't installed, or an old 100-year-old home that's been expanding and contracting for 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because every time it expands and contracts, it expands and then
it crushes
over contracts.
Yeah, so it's like almost crushing those fibers together.
Exactly.
Right.
So then when it shrinks again, that gap actually starts to get wider.
Exactly.
Right.
Over time.
Right.
So
And it loosens the nails, and then it starts squeaking.
No, that's your security system, Rich. That,
yes, then keep walking across the floor.
Yeah, the nail, that's your security system.
Yep.
So once it's installed in someone's house, and then you put a coating or a seal or whatever you call it on, that's going to keep that percentage at the same.
Right. So if we can install, first of all, if we can acclimate it, mm-hmm, right, mm-hmm, and then we can install it correctly, mm-hmm, and then we can teach you how to maintain a particular environment in your home, your floor will be in stasis pretty much year round. It's not going to want to move. It's not going to need to move in order to accommodate the environment fluctuations. So this is where humidification comes into play. This is where, you know, measuring relative humidity comes into play, you know, those sorts of things. And we educate our clients on how to do that.
So wider boards means you're going to have to turn on your air conditioning and keep your heating on. You can't really open your windows. That's what I just heard. If you like wide boards, you're going to have to keep your house acclimated all the time. You can't be opening windows and letting all the humidity in during the summer.
You just want to keep it under control.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why with
too much
us,
to think about.
We definitely all use engineered down here.
That's why we need MrFloor.com.
Aaron and Igor, we appreciate your time. That was the Mr. Floor tip of the week for over 29 years. Mr. Floor has provided Chicago and North Shore, the suburban homeowners and businesses, with the finest hardwood flooring, insulation, and I'm really running late. Learn more at MrFloor.com. We'll be back right after this.